Amen. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. Good to see this number out too. Amen. Man, I tell you what, the Lord's good, and I never have to have anybody beg me to come to church. Amen. Or nobody has to prod me. Nobody even has to ask me twice if I'm going. Amen. But it's kind of like what Brother Josh talked about this morning. Man, you get born again and plugged in, and you can't wait to get here. Amen. And I hope you're that way tonight.
Yeah.
And if you ain't, folks, you can be. You can be born again, and God wants you to be that way, and God wants to propel you through life. Amen. And He's doing that for the rest of us. He's done it for thousands of years. And we're going to look at some of that tonight if we can. So if you got your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter number 4. Acts chapter number 4. Lord got stirring this thought in my head, and got it down into my heart, and then it's got to come out. How about that? Amen. So I like it. So we'll read a verse of scripture right here, and somewhat familiar, but if you don't know, it's the place right here in the book of Acts, and Peter and John, they've been brought before Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and they're being before the high priest, the Sanhedrin, they're being questioned. They've gotten trouble, amen. They got in trouble for preaching, amen. Yeah. But so in verse number 13 is where I want to direct your attention, amen. And read this right here, and we're going to ask God to help us. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned, I love that, amen. And ignorant, amen. Yeah. Man, that just, hallelujah, yeah. Amen. Yeah. I just about want to shout right there, amen. And ignorant men, it says, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Let's pray right there. Heavenly Father, God, we love you, God, and we run back to this place, God, because we have been with you. And God, we love being with you so much, God, we want to be with you one more time. And Father, we just want to lift up your name, and God, if you just help us for a few moments of time, bring honor and glory, God, unto your Son, Christ Jesus. God, for all the things he's done so much that the Bible says that if it was ever recorded that the world couldn't contain the books. God, that's a great big God, and Father, we got such little time to tell about him. I pray you'll make it real good, and Father, you'll open our hearts real big, because God, we want you to move in and take over, and Father, just do the wonderful things that you do. We thank you, God, and we testify of them tonight, of your goodness and your glory, God, of your salvation, of your great grace and mercy, Father. God, you help us, Father. We're excited to be here. In Jesus' name, save the one nearest hell. Amen, amen. All right. I've had a good time already today, and man, I enjoyed it from Sunday school on. Amen. But I always do. Amen. I love getting here at 10 o'clock, and Brother Josh, I want to tell you you're a blessing to me, brother. I just, God uses that, brother, and I need it. I need it. It's almost like somebody spoon feeding you, amen. It's just little bites, and man, is it not good, amen. It's so encouraging. And so I appreciate the word of God, and man, it is just the word, amen. And so, folks, we was in here this morning, and we seen the word used, or I seen it anyway. I appreciate that word again, brother. I'm glad God wants to do it again, amen. He appeared unto them, it says, again, and then again he met with Peter at the same place. Amen. Brother, I never seen that in my life. That's real good preaching. Amen. But, folks, here we are again. Amen. So I want to preach to you this morning, this evening right here. It says, Acts 4:13 says, they took knowledge. Amen. I want to ask you a question. What's people taking from you? Amen. And so we'll look down through here at Peter and John, and first thing you notice right here, and the Bible's real clear on it, says they perceived. And so there was a perception that they took from them, and so that they were unlearned and ignorant, marveled, and then it started taking knowledge. Folks, that's like taking notes. I know some people take notes, and I encourage you to take notes. Yeah. And folks, but the thing about it is, and the message here tonight, in this very message, that Peter and John, and man, before a great council of supposedly, they are religious, but they wasn't born again. Amen. That's where the difference of being born again and being a real good Baptist is a difference. Amen. Folks, you might be a good Baptist. You might be a lifelong Baptist. Amen. I've met people and said, man, I've always just been saved. And I'm thinking, no, brother, that ain't right. Amen. And I know what they're trying to say. But folks, listen, until you've been lost, you can't get up there and sing that song like Brother Joey just got done singing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I once was lost. Amen. Boy, if that ain't part of your testimony, you're in trouble tonight. Amen. But I remember what Jesus done for me. Amen. And I ain't never got over Brother Wayne preaching there the other night over there about Apostle Paul when his conversion. And he just, see, the Apostle Paul, he just kept wanting to tell what God did. Folks, listen, people's got a perception about you, and it's what you keep telling. It's what you keep doing. It's what you're all about. And folks, listen, we need to be about the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Don't you think that's right? Folks, listen, he's so good to us, and he's all about us, and he's always looking in on us. And so one of the first things that you notice down here about us and about them, Peter and John, man, they got a big problem. Well, folks, we all got problems. I mean, they're in trouble. I mean, real seriously. You know what I'm saying? I mean, folks, they ain't just running around. They ain't door knocking and testifying. They're being brought before a council to get to testify. Amen. That's a little different. Ain't none of us would be excited if we had to be brought before a council over here, or over here, I guess it is. I mean, that wouldn't be no fun at all. But I'll tell you what, they were being brought. And one thing about it is that they noticed that they had these problems. I mean, and folks, you get talking about problems, that's all the people of God. Man, see, there's a reason for that. And Brother Josh, I appreciate you bringing that out. I mean, a lot of things we pray for, sometimes God don't do exactly what we think, but we don't know. God's ways is not mine and your ways, amen. But the thing about it is, folks, he's always working things out to the betterment of our good. And we just got to trust the will of God and the mind of God. And I promise you, he knows better. And folks, we're not down here trying to smooth everything out and try to figure out how to live forever. Amen. We are just passing through. Amen. My wife said something to me. I was down there in North Carolina, and I was talking to her on the way just to church maybe one night or something right there. She just had a... We was talking just real quick, and she said something just encouraged me real big. Okay. She said, it's comforting to know that I'm just passing through this life. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, if I thought I had to figure out how to make it down here, woo, that'd be depressing. But I'm telling you what, I could leave any bona fide minute. Amen. We are passing through. And if it ain't me leaving here, Jesus is coming any minute, folks. Hey, folks, listen. Hey, we need to live like he's coming the next minute. And folks, listen, that's why in their problem, Peter and John had boldness. Amen. And man, Peter spoke boldly. And man, that's when it said, man, they started taking notes is what it's saying. Amen. They started taking notes. Folks, listen, in your situation, in your world, are people taking notes, Brother Matt? Amen. I mean, you're talking about the word stress. Amen. I tell you what, we all face stress. But folks, listen, they had problems. You've got problems. Right. And everybody in here has got them. Sure. But you know what I've done in here just like that council? I've watched you all bring your problems and walk in here with them. And I've took note. Yep. And then I've took note of your position. And you know what I noticed about everybody mostly? Everybody that walks in here has got a problem. Their position is in the Lord. Yeah. And the next thing you know, their position, they're taking a position of prayer. And man, everybody wants to pray. Hey, man, I mean, folks, listen, people ought to be able to look at your life and figure there's something just very calculatable about you. And that is, your position's in the Lord. Your position is a position of prayer. Amen. It's dependence on the Lord.
And folks, listen, that's just like so many people down through time. I mean, look at Caleb and Joshua. I look at them standing in such face of odds. There they were trying to lead a rebellious people into the promised land. Boy, ain't that amazing? Now think about this. They wasn't leading them into a cursed land. Let's lead them into a promised land. And man, had to fight them to get them in there. I mean, boy, ain't that don't make no sense, does it? But folks, listen, God's people were a people of prayer. Caleb and Joshua spoke boldly in front of that crowd. And when the 12 went up and the 10 turned against them there and said, we can't do it. And man, Caleb and Joshua, they had the position that we can do it. We can do it at once. And folks, listen, it's through much prayer and seeking and meditating and running with the Holy Ghost of God that God will help us. Amen. Folks, listen, what about Caleb and Joshua? You see, there are great many mighty acts. God leads them through there in the book of Numbers, and chapter 13, 14 is a great account of that. But man, what about Daniel? You're talking about somebody that's got trouble. I mean, man, he's being threatened with his life, amen, into a den of lions. And man, Daniel's being threatened to be thrown into a den of lions. And man, everybody has to take counsel, because they said, man, everybody is going to just follow this lead, and they're not going to pray no more. But Daniel said, well, now listen, man, my prayer life, you see, is non-negotiable. Amen. Matter of fact, he went up and spread the curtains wide open one more time. And man, next thing you know, they took note. And they was praying. You know how I know they took note? Because they found out he was praying, they throwed him in a den of lions. Amen. I mean, folks, listen, what's people taking from your life? Amen. Do they know that you take everything to prayer? Man, do they know you're trusting the Holy Ghost of God? Because folks, not only did they take note, and folks, not only did they take note that he was a praying, what about the three Hebrew children? Man, they say, man, we're not negotiating right here, amen. I mean, you want us to bow over here? No, we bow to one God, sir, amen. And they took the brother Josh Neal angle. They said, listen, our God is able to deliver us. And they said, but peradventure, he don't. Amen. He said, listen, we ain't bowing to your image. We are sold out to Christ, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? They had hope in the coming Messiah, and they was trusting their God. Amen. So folks, you find them, and they're trusting God. They're trusting the one power source. And folks, that's the other thing that they got to look in. They got to look in at all these people. And folks, listen, what about you? People's taking note. I don't know where you're going tomorrow. I don't know what you're going to be faced with tomorrow. But I've heard many of you, and I've heard Brother Steve testify about people that he works with. So many people. And all thing he just tell me, I'm going to pray. We're going to pray for your sickness. We're going to pray for this. You know what I'm saying? And folks, listen, people take note of that. And they take note of your position. They take note of your prayer life. But folks, here's the most amazing thing. They're taking notes. They're writing these things down. Bro, they're taking notes of the power that comes from that. Man, the old king went down there and visited Daniel that very next morning. And he said, old Daniel, and I believe he was nervous. And Daniel said, old king, live forever. Amen. You talking about boldness. I mean, those lines were still in there. And Daniel saying, oh, king, live forever. Man, I slept like a baby last night. Amen. I mean, folks, listen, I'm talking about power. And folks, listen, I'm walking with this life with the power of God. Folks, I love the book of Daniel because it runs right in there. You got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Man, they're thrown in the fiery furnace, and they took note. They took note of their position in Christ and God, so to speak, again. And folks, they got thrown in the fire, and they took note, and they got to looking, and they said, wait a minute, did we not cast three in there? But he said, listen, but there's a fourth one in there. And somehow they were taking down details, because it's recorded in my Bible that they said, this one's likened to the Son of God. Amen. I'm talking, folks, I'm talking about people that they took note of. I mean, they took note, they walked with, they stood on it. And folks, listen, I ain't got no sad songs to sing, but I'm just telling you, God's good to me, amen. God's helped me, and God stood with me, amen, and God's propped me up, amen. Folks, listen, I got thinking about the psalmist over there. I think it's Psalms chapter, is it 3 possibly? But over there where the psalmist called out unto the Lord, and he said he heard me. He heard me from the holy hills. But then it talks about Psalms 18. And it says, and they, brother, they prayed. That's like the bunch of Pharaoh's army. They watched them part that Red Sea, or God. And they watched them go across where God parted the Red Sea. And they said, if we can do it, or if they can do it, we can do it. So they take off through that Red Sea. And great was the slaughter. You see, Psalms 18 exemplifies that about this group of mindsetted people. See, they take notes that you pray, you've got power, your position's in God. And man, they watch God just propel you through situations. But then Psalms 18 says that they pray, and it's real plain. It says, and he answered not them. Hey, folks, listen, it's dangerous to trifle with God, is what I'm saying. Bro Josh was on it so good this morning, and he's right, and he's trying to help you. You know, there's people that's born again. And man, if you ain't, folks, you ain't. And you don't even got to fake it. I mean, you know, just believe it. And you're talking about Apostle Paul so plugged in. And that is right. And when you start understanding Scripture, folks, you can't help but believing. It's just absolute truth. I mean, there's no room. You crowd your mind with Scripture, doubt ain't standing a chance, folks. Now, I'm telling you, now I know people don't understand things, and I didn't when I first got born again. Man, I didn't know about the righteousness of Christ, that's what I was going on. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking it may be being on my prayer or something. Maybe, you know, some crazy thought. You know, you just know you went to the Lord. You turned to God when the Holy Ghost of God speak to your heart, and you turned to Him. And in your heart, you cried unto Him. And folks, the Lord said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And folks, what happens there becomes this nature of Christ. And brother, I don't want to get in your lesson, amen. I can't wait till you get 1 John chapter 3, verse number 9. Whoopee! Amen. And it goes on to say, he that is born of God cannot sin. It says, sinneth not. Brother, I hope I'm here that morning, amen. I won't be able to keep my seat, amen. You see, folks, listen, that's a real good verse. And I'm gonna, this is a preview. You need to be here, 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. And Romans 7 talks about them two natures. And see, folks, that they've took position, that they've took notes of all these things, that people's got these two natures. Even Apostle Paul goes on to say, the good that I would, that I do not. And that in the evil I don't want to do, he said, that I end up doing. But twice in Romans 7, he declares, it is no more I that do it. See, when you know that, these people that beat themselves up thinking, bro, you preached it. Peter said, man, I can't believe what I've done. Peter didn't know 1 John 3, 9 at this time. Hey, man, folks, listen. 1 John 3, 9 says, he which is born of God sinneth not. And the Bible goes on to say, it says, neither can he sin, neither can he. Neither can. It's impossible for the born-again person to sin. It says, because his seed remaineth in him. That's the person, the nature of God. That means when I got saved in 1984, I've not sinned one time. That's what makes me feel so good, amen. Man, because I know the Bible. But I fail him every day, and my flesh sins multiple times every day. But I'm telling you, I'm after it. Amen. I repent, and brother, I repent, and I'll repent, and I'll repent. I lose count of repentance some days. Man, Brother Joan and I lay down. I'm thinking, woo! Lord, thank you for that new man. I hate sin. I'm against my own self. Amen. I mean, you want to be against me? Get in line behind me. Amen. I'm first. Amen. But I'm for the Lord. And folks, that's why they spoke with boldness. They took note of Peter and John, that they spoke so boldly, but they knew the Lord. Amen. But you know, folks, listen, you can't have that boldness if you ain't born again. I'd be scared to death to say what I just said. But the thing about it is, I know it's right. Because the Bible says it. The Bible says, he which is born again sinneth not. Woo! Man, that makes me feel good every day, even when I don't feel good. Amen. Inside, I'm feeling good. But folks, listen, they took note of their position. And folks, their position was a position of kneeling and prayer. And folks, they watched. I mean, Hebrews got a storybook full of men and women that come through great, 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 unsurmountable odds. Trust in God. Man, well, listen, what are people taking from you? See, they've took all these notes. Amen. It's on record right here. I mean, folks, listen, what about just a chapter or two before this in chapter number two? I was noticing this note right here in verse number 41, chapter 2, verse 41. It says, then they gladly received his word. His word. Folks, it's the power of the word of God that you believe. You're begotten by the word. You're drawn by the Spirit of God. And you're born by the Spirit of God. And as the brother said today, you're sealed. You're sealed to the day of redemption. You're sealed. I mean, man, we all just shout. We ain't got no voice left. Amen. And then it goes on. It says, that day there were adding unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. See, they continued. And then steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and breaking of bread and in prayers. And then verse 43, look at this. And fear came upon every soul. You know why it came on every? Because they were taking notes. They taking knowledge. They're saying, man, there's something about that crowd right there. Amen. I mean, there's something about it. All they want to do is talk about Jesus. Man, their position, if you're talking about a football game, that brother wants to talk about Jesus. If you're talking about who won the race today, I don't even know who did race. But they want to talk about Jesus. People know this about you, folks. They know it. And folks, listen, I was down there and I've got to tell this little short story right here. I was down there in Seagrove and I went up to get some stuff in a grocery store there one day, and this big old happy fella, I mean, he's older, and he was up from north somewhere. He told me that, and he just moved there. And I was walking down through there, and man, hey, Bur Bobby, he says, howdy. And I said, well, how are you? He says, glory to God. Or he didn't say glory to God. He said, how are you? And I said, I'm doing good. How are you? He said, well, if you'll speak to me, I'll speak to you. And I said, babe, I love talking. I said, we'll talk. Amen. He says, man, I love talking, but he said, I don't like putting up, and he used a little by word here, you know, I don't like putting up stuff from people. And I said, listen, I said, the Lord puts it up with you every day. You might want to rethink that. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And man, his whole countenance just changed. And man, I could see him. I said, brother, I'd love to invite you to Seagrove. I said, man, I'm down here preaching a revival. And he said, revival? I said, yes. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But hey, change his tune, amen. Yeah. But anyway, folks, listen. What's people going to take from you? Yeah. I mean, folks, listen, I understand people, but they need to understand God. Yeah. I mean, God ain't going to put up with it either. I mean, you better be getting that figured out, amen. You better have your stuff under the blood. Yes. Amen. And but anyway, I appreciate the Lord so much. I just love him. And But at any rate, folks, they saw that they had this position in their prayers and folks, and they had power. So folks, here it says they spoke boldly. So folks, they took note of their preaching. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. See, preaching, everybody in here can preach, because the word preach means to proclaim. Wow. Folks, lest you go about proclaiming and they're going to take note of your preaching. They're going to say, man, all they're doing is proclaiming. Man, all they do is proclaim. They just know that stuff about you. You know, people that know you, they know you, Brother Potter, amen. They know, they understand these things, brother, that you just, you're all the time preaching one thing. You know what I'm saying? And that one thing is the Lord Jesus Christ. So folks, listen, here they are in front of the great council. And I love the question. It says in verse number 7, it says, by what power or by what name have you done this? I mean, man, they know. They've noted them. They've watched them. They know there's something peculiar. The Bible says you ought to be peculiar. Amen. And folks, listen, I just want to lift up the Lord, because folks, listen, I know every passing breath is a dying breath. I mean, man, I'm soon to leave here one way or the other. By rapture or by way of just leaving this body, I'm leaving, amen. I mean, I'm not going to no grave. Now, my body is, amen, but I'll be with Jesus. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, amen. That's an absolute fact. But the thing about this, folks, they got to notice, and not on that, but their praise. And the thing about in Acts chapter 16, probably one of the greatest pieces of praise in a time of trouble. You see, folks, listen, you have trouble. You go, man, folks, listen. Have you ever heard of a 1-2 punch? Well, Jesus has got a 1-3, and it's in John 16:33. And it's a three-parter. That one verse says this. Jesus Christ said, he says, these things have I written unto you, that in me you might have peace. That's one. That's one statement. And the very next statement, Jesus Christ says this, and it's red letter in your Bible. He said, but peace in me. But he said, but in this world you shall have tribulation. Man, I love that verse. I'm telling you, when I go through tribulation, Sister She Loves, plural, amen, I just know it's okay. Because Jesus said, you're going to have tribulation. I mean, he put it down there. But that's just part two. And then the third punch comes in there. He said, but be of good cheer. Amen. He says, I've overcome the world. So folks, listen, when these things beset us, I don't know what we're trying to figure out in life or what you're looking for tonight, but folks, listen, your testimony, your position and your praise. And folks, listen, I mean, where is it? Is it under God? I mean, folks, are you walking with power in your life? Or folks, are you empty? I was down there and I preached one night about the ark being taken. The second night down there and about the glory of God, Hannah said this, it had departed. She had a right response. Nobody else seemed to have that response, but Hannah had a right response. And five times the Bible says the ark of God was taken. And folks, that ark of God comes back, and you'll find them through chapters 5 and 6. They get that ark back, and First Kings chapter 8 and verse 9, Solomon's putting it in the temple, and it ain't got nothing, the Bible says, but the Ten Commandments in it. Folks, listen, they'd lost the priesthood. They'd lost that manna that fed them every day. You know what that's tied in a picture of? So many trying to do life with no power, Brother Bobby. That rod, it was a dead stick and it budded and bared almonds. It was a type of Jesus, a root out of dry ground. And folks, listen, it represented the priesthood. They had to have a priest to get unto God. They didn't have no other way. Folks, listen, when they got that Ark of the Covenant back, that was missing. Oh, folks, listen. If you're walking around with no power, no word of God, folks, listen, God give them manna every day. When Jesus come in John 6:51, he said, I am the true bread. Amen. I am that manna that came down from heaven. Folks, it's every day. Man, you ought to have the word of God on your mouth. You'll just equip yourself with a verse, a word, be ready to share something with somebody. Amen. But folks, listen, that they took note of that. So folks, when I say this, that they took knowledge of them means they were taking some notes, no doubt about it. They were noting some things down. Folks, listen, what are people taking note from your life? Are you walking with power? I mean, folks, there's that word glory is like a prestige. Man, you walk around with the glory of God in your soul, you can't hide it. Anyway, people pick it out on you. And I never can. I get around this story all the time, but I know I've told it here before, but I'm going to mention it again. A buddy of mine down at TBDN in Jackson, Tennessee, never seen him in my life. Big old black guy. And man, I pulled up down there. Man, old Joe Butler down there one morning pulled up. I mean, it's early in the morning. And he's having a very bad day, a horrible day. He said, man, me and my wife going through some hard times. And he said, man, you pulled up. And he said, that smile on your face. He said, brother, keep doing it. He said, that changed my life. I mean, I've got that brother's phone number. He texts me all the time. I mean, we become best friends, amen. I didn't say a word to him. But I'm telling you what, folks, you walk around with the glory of God in your life, some power. Hey, folks, I'm just saying, if it's in there, don't hide it, amen? Let everybody know that the world's in trouble. The world's falling apart. But God said to be of good cheer, amen? So, folks, I can be of good cheer tonight, amen? So, folks, let me close with this right here. Not only did they know notice their praise, but their perseverance. In Acts chapter 16, verse number 30, you see Paul and Silas. Man, they're locked up. They're in the dog, you know, they're down in the dungeon, down low. And they're down there singing the praises of God. I mean, I can just almost hear them locked up in them jail chains. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. See, they ain't looking for no other hope. So they say, what more can he say? Woo! Yeah. Your sins have been washed away. Then to you he has said, to you unto Jesus for refuge have fled. And there they are thinking, man, I'm safe in Christ. Yeah. Next thing you know, the jail doors just swing open. Then the chains that had them bound fall off. And the keeper of the prison's thinking, man, I'm in trouble. Yeah. And they said, do thyself no harm. We're all here having a Jesus party, amen. You can get in on it, amen. And the thing about it is he gets in on it. And then he goes in his whole household salvation. We've heard enough about that. I want to tell you, God saved all my family too, amen. Whoopee! Amen. Hey, folks, listen, I've got three little grandkids, and I'm just waiting until the Holy Ghost of God gets done with her soul. Amen. I know one of them is, the oldest one, man's all the time asking these amazing, most amazing questions. He even had his little sister in the back witnessing to her there about 3 or 4 months ago, wasn't it, Kelsey? They got broke down on the side of the road, had a flat tire, and I've got the video of it. And Tate's in the back looking at Briley and saying, well, Briley, you want to go to heaven, don't you? Woo! Yeah. Amen. 5 years old, amen. Witnessing to a 3-year-old sister, amen. Amen, that's what you call starting early, amen. I love it, amen. But anyway, folks, them little ones, they're taking notes. And folks, I'm for teaching everything. I mean, folks, we try to do everything we can. I'm serious, there ain't nothing we don't try to do. When I can't, I call my buddy Matt to do it, amen? But what I'm trying to say in that, folks, don't neglect this. These little bitty fellows are watching. See, they're watching you worship. They're watching you worship. And they watch that word of God go out, and then they see people respond. And real silently, without even without nothing. And they're thinking, go pray. I ain't never seen it happen. Now that's going through their little mind. Yeah. Forsaking not the assembly of yourselves together. Learning that the Bible says in Luke 18:1, men ought always to pray. Learning 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Man, prayer. Hey, folks, they're noting your position. Do you pray? When you're having a bad day, do you say, man, let's stop, man, listen, let's just stop and talk to Jesus right here. I mean, that'd be a real good thing to teach. You see, folks, listen, it is. I'm happy the world's taking notes. I really am, and I know they are. And I'm ashamed of some of the notes. I'm going to be honest with you. I need to do better. You know what I'm saying? I don't always send out the best note cards. You know what I'm saying? I need to do better for the glory of God. But I sure don't want to fail in front of my family when it comes worship time. When the word of God went out. And then I want to teach it. This is what you do. Nothing. Reminds me of a message Brother Keith, Brother Kevin preached Friday night at Revival over in Knoxville, and talking about Elijah told Ahab, go and look out there and see what he said. And Ahab come back and he said, nothing. You see, Ahab was seeing, looking. He didn't see nothing. He's looking for a cloud. But folks, listen, I'm serious. When they look to you, don't let the answer be nothing. Amen. And folks, it's as simple as this. These people didn't have to be primed and prodded right here, Peter and John. They didn't have to think, now wait a minute, has God spoke to me today? Now they're fixing to ask me what power. Now do I sit just real quiet? Do I just sit real quiet because maybe the Holy Ghost don't want me to say nothing? No, folks, it's their position. Folks, we're in a place of worship. Praise is comely among the upright. Prayer is something that men ought always to do. Always. Folks, there's always something to pray about. Always. Always. If nothing else, I want to teach my bunch to pray. Pray. Lean on God. Folks, if they lean on God, they're going to be fine. Amen. So here's the thing. They got to see them there and in their perseverance. Give you one last place. We're going to close. Will I come get something on the piano ready? And we'll get ready for a word of invitation tonight, folks. But notice Apostle Paul's being brought here in the book of Acts before Agrippa. And folks, his perseverance. Folks, he's been shipwrecked. Man, he's been through everything. The book of 2 Corinthians, he's over there and said, man, we've been through everything under the sun. We're perplexed. Man, we went through this, but we didn't despair, you know. Folks, what I'm trying to say is they got hope. They got a lively hope. They got a hope in Christ Jesus. Yes, folks, you got problems like everybody else. But Apostle Paul, before Agrippa, he's in chains too. And said, Paul, you aren't permitted to speak for yourself. Guess what his position was? He says, oh, King, I think myself happy. Yeah. Folks, listen, are you happy with Jesus? Man, let your family and the rest of the world know you are tonight. Most of all, let Jesus know, Lord, you have never, never failed me. Man, thank Him. When's the last time you just thought, man, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. That's more than a song. It's a way of life. Amen. Let's all stand on our feet as a clay.